I'm not a fan of the Swedes. They're horrible people. Do you know they were the last people to give up on eugenics? They had eugenics till 1975, which means if you had dwarfism, muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, they would come to your school and they would sterilize you. That's 1975, that's recent history, and that's horrible. Still, you can't argue with the results.
I'm sick of breeders justifying procreation by saying, it's my legacy. Legacy of what? 10 generations of male pattern baldness, being a janitor at 50 years of age, and then they say, oh, I want my kids to be better. Okay, so Norwood 3 instead of Norwood 4. A doorman instead of a janitor. Like, what the fuck do these people think? Yes, there are exceptions. Martin Shkreli's parents were janitors. But first of all, Jew. Second of all, Jew. Even most Jews probably aren't elevating too much from that. The audacity of humans to think that we're so far removed from the futility of fighting nature. Tortoises can't even get flipped on their backs without potentially dying. It's a genetic lottery. People swear they can cheat the system. It's a casino, and normies are gambling with other people's money, aka their kids' genetics. And just like a casino, these sick-in-the-head fucks all think they're gonna be the winner. One in a million odds, every dumb shit normie in the world thinks they're one in a million. You guys saw the version I catfished. She thinks she's so special that some Chad will pass over all the women he has access to in order to be with her. You watch too many movies, bitch. That's the kind of person who will have a kid with their looks match, probably not considering how lucky she was, and then expect Brad Pitt to come out. Then when another genetic abomination comes out, she will actually pretend that he's Brad Pitt just to cope with being a genetic dead end. Oh, you're so handsome, son. You'll get a girl. I got that shit too. I still get that shit. Then half the ones that get a kid like that, they whore them out to the system. They whore them out to Hollywood or something. Bunch of young genetically select people gathered in one network. Literally all the infrastructure for a human trafficking operation, a sex trafficking, child trafficking operation, names, addresses, etc. Normies don't get it though, or at least they pretend not to. You know, normie morality is flexible, mere convenience. They do what they want to do, and then they find the rationale needed to justify it. Alternatively, the kid ends up being his own beta bucks, because his dad ends up leaving the situation, right? He just wanted to get laid. He didn't want to put up with that woman's craziness. So he leaves his son to take care of the bitch he nutted in. The son husband. How many of us have mothers and grandmothers that call us handsome? Why the fuck would you even say that? A guy who doesn't get the results in the life of a handsome man isn't handsome. They need to stop that bullshit. It's what the oofy doofy faggots do. Stop giving people false hope. It's a good thing I'm actually out in the field. It's both myself and Chad. I know what's up out here. I won't be fooled by your nonsense. They use the same fallacies too. The oofy doofy say, dating apps isn't real, you can't trust the data. You can trust the street walking video though, with women walking around with their submissive betas. Got them on a leash and shit practically. Yeah, okay. You know, 99% of the dudes being white in those videos isn't proof of JBW, but apparently it's proof of oofy doofy, right? Even in New York, white dudes are the only race I consistently say, and I've said this time and time again, consistently see average and below white dudes with women. King Richards has a lot of videos about that. Usually when you see black guys, they're by themselves or with other black guys. That probably has a lot to do with AFBB dynamics though. It doesn't necessarily mean the guy isn't getting laid, he just don't fuck with bitches like that. Not to the point where he's hanging out with them on a Monday afternoon, you know? That's the issue with oofies, they take too much at face value. A lot of these guys who are, like, they're projecting their fantasies onto what they're seeing, but it's like, it's really not like that. A lot of these guys who are visible with women, they're not getting laid like that. And if they are, most likely it's just with that one chick once in a while or whatever, you know. The longer it goes, even with Chad, the longer the relationship goes, the more her desire dwindles. A lot of the lone wolf type guys, or he just hangs out with other guys, those type of guys are often getting laid more, I think. I probably know a few of them. The difference is they don't socialize like that with women. Again, I've been into this. They reach out to women for one reason and one reason only, and they make that known. Beta males dance around it and they entertain the female fantasy of male friendship. Those are the guys who primarily end up in relationships. Plenty of guys avoid the friend zone shit. You know, Chad obviously doesn't have to do that shit. He doesn't feel pressured to do it. And I've been an oofy doofy guy unintentionally. I mean, your genetics primarily is what determines if you're oofy. Most of the females I've been visible with in public, I wasn't banging them. it was like we just met or some shit, like first date or whatever, that went nowhere. If you tell a woman that ugly men dominate the sexual market, she'll agree with you. Women want you to believe that kind of bullshit. That alone means that oofy doofy is nonsense. She'll agree even though she probably sucked your head off that day. Certainly she has in the past. At the end of the day, these guys have to acknowledge that you wouldn't be talking about the ins and outs of the black pill theories ad nauseum if you had a jawline. So you can cope all you want, it's still about looks. And these covert blue pillars need to stop trying to debunk the black pill. You can't debunk genetics. The black pill always comes to collect. They don't get that women mate in phases and cycles. The red pill has established this years ago. Women are literally attracted to more masculine guys when they're ovulating. Alpha seed, beta need. Serena Williams said that she hated her husband when she was pregnant because he's a beta buck. She doesn't feel protected by him. Probably beats his ass when she's mad. She has more money than him, yeah, but he's still a beta buck. It seems like she couldn't get Common or Drake or one of those dudes to put a ring on it, so, you know. Thanks to my guy for that donation, by the way. But yeah, that's a woman who can probably beat your ass, you know. And honestly, the low rank male tennis player that beat her, in a, you know, that kicked her ass in tennis supposedly, makes me doubt that she can actually beat a man's ass a little bit. Even relatively intelligent women feel the need to argue when I say that men are physically stronger. We're mentally stronger too, obviously, but that's harder to demonstrate. They have this foolish arrogance, but I can always challenge them to an arm wrestling match. That'll shut any bitch up real quick. Like, let's see, let's act, this is something we can actually test, you know? Fuck arguing with your dumb ass about it. They can't prove shit. All they can do is run their mouths. Women fight men, and men are so afraid to hit a woman that they just let themselves get beat up. And women think this makes them stronger than us. It's like the trope that you see in fiction where a guy gets into a fight and his opponent gets, like, struck by lightning or something when he's not looking. And then he turns around and he thinks that he did that. Like, oh my god, I didn't know my strength. That's women. Of course, most normie females think they're the main character. This is a meme now.
I'm the main character.
You're a non-player character. You're not the main character. There's literally nothing unique or interesting about you. You're an NPC. Shut the fuck up. They say shit like this and do what everyone else is doing. The same people that they think are NPCs. They're doing what they're doing. Why be like every other person when you think everyone else is dumb? Why be like them unless you are them? That's what turns would-be individuals into normie zombies. Like I say, to grow and to build anything, you start with the soil. That's why I say Father Time, Mother Earth. You know, zombies grow out of the earth in some, you know, in some fucking shits, right? In some fiction. But men respect time. A guy knows if he wants something, he has to sacrifice. Women think they got it already, or they're entitled to it immediately. That's why they don't fuck with video games like that, because you got to work at some of these games. Like, you hit walls that can only be surmounted by time. Women are soil, as in shit these days. Infertile, unnurturing. They are supposed to be that fertile ground that one can build on, but they're not. That's the role they're supposed to take. They gotta be first, not the man doing everything first, but he's building on infertile ground, so there's no point. They're not fertile. They don't accept. They're not receptive to anything. They're afraid. They have defensive mindsets, especially these girls from the Bronx. I mean, it's something I'm noticing like crazy right now. They only even begin to be receptive when it's Chad. You can't even ask a girl out half the time without some kind of trouble. They put up walls and barriers, and then they wonder why we give up. It's like these spineless twats need a sign from God before they pull the trigger on anything. And then even then, they'll probably be like, oh, is that really God? Or maybe God is playing games. Like, God could literally come down and be like, suck his cock or whatever. And she'd be like, that's not God. You know, and he can turn water to wine and prove that he's God and all that shit. They'll still be scared. You know, maybe God's just playing games with me. They associate any force of agency with the Chad that alpha widowed them, or, you know, like some fucking fuckboy they heard about, some uncle who raped them, or like rapes them, some shit they heard secondhand, like fiction, The Color Purple, you know, that basically promotes the idea of males being horrible. They don't trust it, you know, and this is the mark of the normie slash female mind right here. They're literally so fixated on how the rest of the world is potentially going to screw them over or do them wrong, that they completely ignore their own wrongdoing. That's why women are so hypocritical, and they get caught being hypocrites all the time. And they're, you know, all they're really focused on is what men are supposedly doing wrong. Normies do it too. You know, they focus so much on judging other people. It's like, have you seen a fucking mirror lately? It's all so tiresome. You know, you literally got self-proclaimed anarchists these days getting vaccinated. Clown world.
And I just want to say, like,
if you're blackpilled and you're depressed and you're considering like suicide or whatever, like, just fucking do it. Like really just do it. Cause you know, you're only gonna have the nerve to do that shit but so many times if you even get there mentally. So you gotta do that shit, strike while the iron is hot, you know, while you have the nerve. Or else you might never do it. Like, my ex told me to kill myself probably at least a few times. And I couldn't even get mad. Like, I couldn't even, like, you're totally right. You are totally right. I couldn't even be like, oh my God, how could you say that? Like, no, I was like, shit, you got a point. Like, you're actually 100% correct. I totally respected it. It was totally honest and it was totally 100% true. And it's still true. It remains true to this day. I ain't even mad.
There's no emotional connection between anything anymore. It's sick.
Okay, so let me explain this to you in a very simplistic fashion. With the advent of birth control, women are able to separate their sexuality from their fertility. Now, what is the difference between a prostitute and a wife? If you can find the correct answer to that question, you will understand why most men do not emotionally invest in most women. Ladies, you are a self-writing meme, a self-opening pinata. You're just a tragedy that's incredible to behold, because even though in the back of your minds you already know what's wrong, you still refuse to course correct. And even worse, you don't even go the extra mile of destroying your life, but preventing future generations of girls from doing the same. You encourage this same stupid behavior, and you keep experiencing the same stupid blowback every generation. It's quite simple. We will treat you how you deserve to be treated based on how you treat us.
My fucking phone doesn't ring for 3 days. The moment I go to record a fucking video, the shit wants to ring. That's funny. Anyways, I do have moments of zen and peace. Like, life does become just a tiny bit worth living, ironically, when you realize that life ain't shit. This shit ain't really worth the effort even, you know, nothing is. Is it noble to try something 101 times that failed the first 100 times? Just ain't worth it, man. Now you can be at peace and stop chasing bullshit that ain't worth it. Women aren't worth it. Prostitutes aren't. Fuck your girlfriend experience. I'm gonna pretend to be a woman and actually wants to fuck you. What next? Are you gonna cheat on me? I mean, that's the real girlfriend experience. Also, the real girlfriend experience isn't something you pay for. It's pretty much only Chaz that get the real girlfriend experience. No less than Chad. Us guys are easy, you know? On the other hand, it's like half of us are content to play video games all day. Yeah, we want sex every so often or whatever, go to the gym, need to be injected for that too now. I don't care, I was already a second-class citizen, barred from all this indoor recreation that they require injections for now. I just wasn't barred explicitly, that's all. They're basically requiring injections for every place where I feel uncomfortable. That's why I never judge ghetto people too much, or rednecks. There's something to be said for, quote, less civilized people. These are the groups that I'm consistently seeing take the anti-vax position, the only ones. But even the homeless need masks now. If you're gonna ask a normie for change, you gotta have a mask, because homeless people are already looked at as being nasty. You can't even get close enough to ask without a mask. Project Veritas literally has a bunch of videos now showing the literal employees of Pfizer and FDA and so on saying that the vaccine ain't shit. You know, natural immunity is better. I've been saying that this whole time. The public is being manipulated, etc. They're saying all the shit that we already knew. You know, but normies still won't believe it. They know that it's a lie. They just want to be a part of the game. They feel like they can get some authority out of, you know, out of this huge scam. They're that pathetic, you know. The kid who wants to be bullied wants to be a cop. It's just sort of like that dynamic. You know, these idiots, a lot of them probably still won't even believe it. You know, the ones that are actually that stupid to believe the authorities. You know, my vaccine. The irony is that because of modern medicine, people live too long and procreate too much. So they're using, quote, medicine to solve the problem. Anyways, most men, you know, back to what I was saying before, talking about before, most men might as well not even exist. We get such little human interaction. Like Patrice O'Neill said, women should be in the periphery somewhere. Cut a fucking hole in the ceiling and stare at me quietly. Just be off to the side somewhere, not in my face. Men don't really care for face-to-face. Side-to-side is cool. We don't really live in that world of face-to-face emotional manipulation, reading social cues, social ritual, and all that shit. Especially Aspies. We don't care for that shit at all. If men are boring, supposedly, then it's women's job to entertain us, not the other way around. Unfortunately, they only seem to be able to do this by creating chaos and drama. Being with a good man does nothing but amplify our insecurities. You know, I've been the quote good guy. A good guy is any guy that's not beating, yelling at, criminal, manipulating, cheating, consistently, whatever. That's what they want, and that's what they know they deserve. The vast majority of these women don't know what to do. They wouldn't even know what to do with a good guy. All they talk about is how they want one, but what they want is a guy they don't have to feel guilty screwing over, using, or abusing. That's not a good guy. She wants a guy who isn't going to hold her to a standard she knows that she can't live up to. Good guys hold her to a standard just by existing. She feels pressure to match his goodness just by not being a shitty person. Women can't do that, so the pressure breaks them. Alexander Grace brought up a study showing that women literally do not learn from their past mistakes. Nothing about these supposedly negative, casual encounters changes their behavior. Remember, they get kicked off the cock carousel, they don't get off voluntarily. Don't be fooled by these women saying they want marriage. If she wanted marriage, she'd pick one of the 1,000 guys trying to talk to her. You know, take him to City Hall and call it a day. I've spoken to girls that are already disenchanted by the cock carousel at age 19. You know, she's like, I'm not having another casual relationship, blah, blah, blah. Punishes the guy in the present for, you know, the guy in the past. Okay, so what? Faggots. I swear normies are professional noisemakers, man. So hard to record a video. She says, I'm not having another casual relationship. Okay, so you're gonna marry the next guy? Yeah, of course not. You're not gonna marry the next guy. She's literally FaceTiming some other dude while texting me. This is on my chatfish, just for the record. And she's mad at me because I forgot her dumb ass name. Of course it was a girl from the Bronx. I'm realizing that girls over there are awful, like I said. All of them, all women are, of course, but I feel like every bitch I've seen from the Bronx is an obnoxious cunt. You know, she has a defensive mindset and all that shit. Can't even get a fucking word in with them. I might upload the conversation at some point with this chick, and it's just insane. They also have a lot of STDs too, apparently. I saw the numbers once. Yay, feminism, right? Allegedly, the Nazis encouraged Eastern European women to get abortions. They wanted women to get abortions so they could work more. You'd think maybe they did the same thing in America, but they marketed it as freedom instead. Liberation from evil men who wanted to lock them in the house all day. The idea that there's distinct ways of feminism, I think, is bullshit. You often hear this from people. First wave feminism was fine. They just wanted the right to vote. Everything is relative, man. Women wanting to vote back then was an insane thing. We have reason to believe that it was only some women who wanted to vote, you know. And even so, that shit led directly into the bullshit that we see today. You give them an inch, they'll take a kilometer. Most women are useful idiots. It's like, yeah, they might have good intentions, some of them, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now the shit is backfiring. A lot of women are coming back. They're coming out saying that they want to be traditional, and they're speaking out against the bullshit. Always too little too late with normies, though. Men have already quit in droves, you know, not nearly enough. I mean, you could just look at OnlyFans, any female's dating account or social media to see that it's probably enough for a quote-unquote tipping point. I don't know, but it's like the vast majority of guys are still simping. Enough, you know, even so-called red pill and black pill guys, like we, a lot of us do simp, or like we have moments of weakness or whatever too. But yeah, is it enough to have a so-called tipping point, the men walking away, 10% or more of the population or whatever? Women already want a tiny pool of men to begin with, so hey, it might be enough. I think enough men, especially the so-called high-value men, if they quit, you know, then that's probably what's really going to come back to bite women. Maybe I'm coping, I don't know. Yeah, I want to do a live stream probably around Halloween. I want to try to do like an outside live stream, but we'll see. Yeah, this one is all over the place as always, but moving on. This is why I say chaos is order. Chaos is what is referred to as freedom in the modern world. Sexual freedom doesn't mean everyone gets laid like they try to tell you it means. You know, women are free to only give sex to the 99 percentile of men. That's what sexual liberation actually means. Economic freedom is not freedom. Economic freedom is Jews and psychopathic cronies control everything, because equality is a false god. Some people are more manipulative, some people are better looking. You know, freedom isn't free. Freedom isn't freedom. Freedom is stupid people are free to do stupid shit, which penalizes everyone. Then when a country goes nationalistic, they say that you're against freedom because they've made freedom out to be this wonderful thing, and they use that notion to justify making war on you. If you want a sexual marketplace that's regulated, then you're an asshole. I actually lose attraction when a woman is promiscuous, and I don't care how attractive she is, and I have the proof, because I actually turned down sex with an attractive girl for just that reason, pretty much, as horny as I was at the time. It is a turnoff, man. And all men need to break the sim conditioning, the thirst conditioning, because deep down you know there's nothing attractive about these women. She got a fat ass and mental issues, that's it. I actually feel more of a sibling connection with that particular girl. So, I know how girls feel when they say that you're like a brother to me, blah blah blah. At some point, your biology is like, damn, would she make a good mother? You know, we can use biology to justify our stuff too, just like they want us to be providers and stuff. But it's like, no, she can't be a good one because she's too chaotic and out of order. Out of order. 666. Oh, oh, oh. Emphasis all on the feminine, you know. Some of you think women like masculine men. I honestly don't think women give a fuck if you're masculine or not. And, you know, dual mating strategy goes into that too. My gay chadfish proves it. You know, it's y'all that like masculine men, faggots. Women don't care for gender roles like that, if you haven't noticed. When they're free to choose anything but a man who provides, they will go for the effeminate pretty boy, ironically, because he makes her feel safe. Their amygdala, or whatever, is messed up, like that part of the brain that controls fear. But that guy is as much of a predator as anybody, you know, he is a cuttlefish. Check out this conversation on my gay chatfish. This chick is clearly afraid of something because she probably lives around a bunch of monkey-ass niggas in the Bronx. And normies think that they have a reason to keep going, you know, like they got something to lose. They live in fear. Once these people take everything from you, what do you have to lose? Let me be the first to tell you that your life sucks. You're taking a vaccine to further secure a shitty life, and you're not even accomplishing that. The wolves wear sheep's clothing. You know, they bend the knee to anybody who looks beyond the surface. But, you know, anybody who looks beyond the surface can see that they're bending the knee to Lucifer. They ain't bending to niggas. That's a photo op. Let me walk up to Nancy Pelosi and tell her to bend. Random brainwashed liberals will kiss the feet of a black Israelite. You know, you think these people will? Fuck no. It's the law of reversal. They're bending because they control you. That's why. And they know a bunch of idiots will follow them. Because they're bending. Because they understand that. You know, they wouldn't follow it if they were trying to be leaders or whatever. They know that you will follow them if they bend. Because that's the kind of person you are. A normie. More and more, I think normies aren't as ignorant as they seem. They know these people ain't shit, but they need to be guided to feel safe and secure. They need some guiding light. You know, unfortunately, the light is Lucifer. That's why they support the powers that be. Behind all the rambling and yelling that the woman was doing with me about the vaccine, she was a scared little girl, that's all. That's why people follow religion. But New Age religion isn't some be nice to your neighbor shit. They say be kind, but nah. Again, law of reversal. They don't actually believe that shit. Be kind to anybody but those who disagree with the agenda. And parents, of course, also enable the bullshit, you know, enable their daughter's whorish bullshit a lot of the times, because, you know, spoiled parent princess syndrome and all that, especially single moms, you know. But what's the alternative? Being a strict parent is one of the worst things you can be to a female child these days. She is going to disobey you regardless. It's like I said, unless you're taking it to Joe Fritzl levels, there is no point trying to discipline a modern female. The world has more influence on her than you. If a woman will disobey God in the Garden of Eden, what chance could you possibly have? It's the dark timeline that we're living in, man, like Final Fantasy VI or Dragon Quest XI. It's their world right now. It's the world of evil right now. The so-called virgin that I chatfished recently, even she have had already. Granted, she's 24 years old, but it's like, I've known at least a few girls like this that, you know, at this point with the strict parents, they know their daughter's a retard, but they can't stop her. They take her phone away, she's going to get another one. You know how easy it is to get a secret phone numbers, take it from a catfish. Female irresponsibility and chaos is a force of nature. It cannot be controlled. You can only hope to contain it, and you can't even do that, really. You only frustrate yourself by trying. Control yourself. That's all you can do. You can only prepare and shelter from a storm. You can't stop it. Go somewhere where there's not a storm. The superpower that us guys have is our ability to walk away and not give a fuck. We're mobile. Testosterone promotes mobility. The entire reason we created this bullshit world in the first place, over-civilized world, is for the comfort of women, but they don't really want to be comfortable like that. So, you know, we're the ones who thrive when shit really hits the fan. But anyways, for the most part, we can walk away. You do have a choice. You can walk away from society, but the unbeaten path is rough, at least at first. That's why women like having kids, because there's always a chance that a man comes to his senses and kicks a dumb ass to the curb. They're psychological vampires, you know. Kids can't walk away, pets can't. Never let anybody take your ability to walk away. That's the one advantage we have as men. People can guilt trip you into getting married, try to manipulate you. All they're really trying to do is take away your ability to walk away. And what is the reward for sticking around and being a good man? Sex on a string. A carrot on a stick used to further manipulate you. Constantly reminded that you weren't her first choice and she's settling for you. She might have the tact to not tell you this outright, but she's thinking it. Everything the world wants you to do consists of you cucking yourself, molding yourself, making yourself more palatable to the world. They say women civilize men is actually the other way around, just to get the same fucking results as if you laid your ass down. As a matter of fact, they hate you even more if you're a boring average citizen. They just don't show it. They egg you on because they want to encourage your submissive cuckery. Intuitively, they know you're only wage cucking and all that shit because you have low value genetics. If women really loved honest working men, those would be the guys they pick and not only settle for when their SMV dwindles. Proof is in the pudding, man. At least with Indian and Asian guys, they have arranged marriages more or less, and nobody's assuming wrongdoing from them. White guys have JBW. Every non-Negroid race has some JBW, some version of that, because at least some of them are white presenting. Just a few months ago, some fag in the liquor store stopped me because he thought I was stealing. That was the last time that I bought alcohol. That was the most recent time. I'm like a few months sober. I'll probably go a few more at least. He thought I was stealing because I had an empty bottle, because it was a rare brand that I was looking for, so I was carrying it around to like show people. I should have been difficult with the guy, but I said, fuck it, let me let this asshole look like an idiot. I open my backpack, I show him that it's empty. To add insult to injury, the only other black dude there was a security guy, and he could do nothing but watch that nonsense quietly. They say black women see black men as something to be used or feared, and I think the entire world sees us that way, actually. Don't tell me white privilege isn't a thing. Kike privilege too. Black privilege to an extent, yes. But honestly, to deny white privilege is to say that there's nothing good about being white. You know, do you really think that? I mean, shit. you know, shit on white people like that. Like, there aren't demonstrable benefits, you know. It's at least somewhat reasonable to say, yeah, we earned it, but to deny it outright is ridiculous. Or you could say, yeah, it exists, but is the solution to cuck ourselves out to other races? No. If they want our spot, they can take it. That is way more agreeable to me than pretending like a black man is seen as having the same value as white to the whole world at large. Even you, don't, as an individual, don't look at it that way. Certainly the black man doesn't have the same opportunities in life. I know people hate hearing that, but it's true. You can argue collective inferiority, but that doesn't account for individuals. There is a presumption of guilt, among other things, that a black man has to deal with. And the irony is that, going back to what I said, normies focus on the wrongdoing of other people, but not themselves. You know, it's like when I walk around in a non-black area or whatever, and people are staring at me and, like, you know, ready to call the cops and shit. Like, I'm the one being persecuted in that situation now, because I already know I'm being looked at like that. So, therefore, I have even more incentive to not do shit and to be, like, a law-abiding citizen in that context. They're the ones looking for a reason to persecute me. But anyways, even in our own communities, our own households, I'm dealing with it now. You know, all women are going to disturb your peace eventually. They can't help themselves. Even the most disciplined women are ultimately like children. The hilarious thing is that this time, it's a literal figment of this person's imagination, not just their dumbass opinion that's making them, like, low-key try to persecute me in some way. A literal schizophrenic who thinks that I'm conspiring with other people to do harm to them. Meanwhile, in reality, she's actually conspiring against me, trying to get me kicked out. Clown fucking world, man. I'm so ready to be done with this shit, because it's so tiresome. Like, when does the bullshit end, you know? Never mind dating or being rejected by whores. Just like I said, literally everything else about life is shit. I mean, I'd rather be homeless and poor and get laid consistently than rich and not getting laid. But at least if you have a comfortable life without sex, that's something. But if you got neither, what's even the point? You know, it's all connected anyhow. Guys create comfortable lives for themselves to attract women to come fuck it up. You know, it's like, look at this amazing house I built. If a guy could fuck a woman in a cardboard box, like Chris Rock said, sure, you do that shit. But, you know, that's why men create these sorts of environments. You see this in other species too, actually, I think. It's like, look at this amazing house I built. Like I said, you see a house, she sees a prison that she sees the prison she's gonna lock you in. However difficult it is for you to get laid almost directly correlates to how difficult life is for you in general, for the most part. And yes, correlation is causation in that case. Your looks doesn't just affect your dating life. Women just invent problems where none exist, man. You know, I knew a dude who was way more schizophrenic than this, and I don't think he would accuse me of some conspiracy. I'm sitting here minding my business, keeping my head down, enjoying my peace, and of course someone has to find something wrong with that. The same world that rejects us wants us to keep playing their game, keep us insecure and on that hamster wheel just like them. I don't think I have a single family member that doesn't want me to get a job, married, or both. I'm an accidental nomad. The only way a rebellious subject ought to get any kind of stability in life is if he cucks himself out or if he gets lucky. This is why guys say never move in with women. Granted, one of the fucked up living situations I lived in was male dominant, but again, it always goes back to women, the soil. Because both of these dudes were raised by women, they couldn't handle their emotions, and they were just both shitty people, honestly. And every time you even talk to them, they bring up their father abandoning them. That's how obvious the daddy issues were. People are much more sensitive to when men behave shitty, like women. The manipulation, the lies, etc. Women get away with it because it's expected. They have the pussy halo. It's mostly Chaz they get away with shit behavior as a man. You know, you gotta be Chad, super rich, prepubescent, something. With females, the ideal female is used as a model for what all females are, but it doesn't really exist. Meanwhile, a few criminals and rapists are used as a model for what all men are. But what is the average man actually? The backbone of society? The average woman? A piece of shit. They are the reason for the so-called dysgenic trend that oofy-doofy idiots think supports their point, that ugly guys get laid a lot. It's like guys forget how much easier it is for the average or ugly woman to have kids. Way more women reproduce than men, and in the black community especially. I mean, shit, women will machine gun their way through a sea of decent working men to reproduce with a pookie or ray ray. They will snitch on a law-abiding sub-chad in a heartbeat.
He got weed! He got weed!
If your woman is mad at you, there's nothing she'd like to see more than you getting your ass kicked.
That's right! Kicking your fucking ass!
But Pookie and Ray Ray, nope, not unless her life is in danger or some shit like that, even then. It seems like these women will actually cover for Pookie and Ray Ray half the damn time. Why you think a lot of them study criminal justice and shit? They want to defend Pookies and Ray Ray in an official capacity. It's like this motherly, weird motherly nurturance. You know, he doesn't know any better, blah, blah, blah. He actually looked down on those dudes a lot. Look at Breonna Taylor. You know, she was dating a Pookie. That's why she died. The idea that men decide who the high-value man is bullshit. Women literally decide which men even get to reproduce in the first place in this society. And it's not based on shit men care about, like character. It's based on looks, money, status, criminality, materialism. It's based on the feminine. Why do you think men aren't men anymore? Women have selected for that. It's another crisscross theory of sorts. Because they increase the pool of subservient betas, but they also increase masculinity because the men that will resist the constant assault that modern society visits upon masculinity are going to end up being really masculine. You know, question is, will they reproduce? So now they're going to switch back and start like emasculating guys again at some point. You can already see this a little bit. Probably. I don't know. It's just a speculation, blind speculation. But it seems like Corona might have accomplished this already. Like kind of like that shock of how alone women feeling, how alone they are. Any quote natural disaster will have that effect. You know, she's probably gonna kick beta males to the curb. Fuck them. You know, try to get her a real man. It's actually gonna hold it down. In the meantime, it's the usual modern dating horseshit. Instead of a phone number, you get a social media account now. Instead of meeting in person, you're expected to text for a few days, weeks, even months. Women keep adding layers of removal to the shit, you know. Of course, it's largely designed by a defensive mindset and a desire to keep beta male orbiters orbiting, spinning plates. You know, women are the original plate spinners. When these bitches got something to say about my misogyny, I hope they know that I've learned from the best. Lots of women hate women. Esther Villar, Michelle Langley, Camille Paglia, I would say, are women who have influenced my views on women. So when people tell you to read more women, mention them, because they obviously only mean feminists. They think all women are orthodox feminists. All women are cunts, yes, but not all women are feminist cunts. You know, again, all so fucking tiresome, man. Plenty of these people flat out worship Satan. People say Satan isn't real. But if a Muslim cuts your head off in the name of Allah, does it matter that you don't believe in Allah? All that matters is that that person believes in this metaphysical thing that they've manifested through their belief in that thing.
I only date 6 foot plus. I want a 6 foot plus. What's your
head? 6'5". 6'5". You see, that's my mom. She's 5'3". My dad's 6'5". I'm 5'8". Yeah, I need you to be 6 feet or taller. That's just a requirement. And if you don't like it, then don't apply. Bye-bye.
What am I bringing to the table?
Yeah.
I showed up to the table.
You showed up to the table.
Yeah, I showed up to the table. I graced your table with my presence. What do you mean?
Man, everything you said makes no damn sense.
Same thing. It was like I had a girlfriend who had cheated on me right before that, and everything in my creation and design of Will Smith was to be loved and to be safe. If you have money, my 21-year-old mind,
yeah.
Women won't cheat on you.
Oh, okay, so it's one more place to put, you're trying to find all these outside ways to protect yourself.
To protect myself, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm rich and if I'm famous and if I'm the best, then mommy and daddy won't be mad.
Interesting.
Everybody will be safe, and I can't get hurt.
Okay.
My relationship with Jada.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Has your relationship with Jada triggered that lack of safety where you feel like you had to go into that protective mode?
Oh, God, yeah, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Like, do you still have this need to get Jada's approval?
Even this house is called her lake.
Right? Interesting. Why did you name it that?
Because I wanted it to be a gift to Jada for her approval. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was a psychological crash and burn also.
It always is.
That kind of disapproval is the central greatest pain in my life. And from women.
Gotcha.
Female disapproval. What I have realized the real thing that everybody is looking for is the experience of love. And that can be in any house and however much money and all of that, you know, and we don't believe that. But I have, you know, firsthand comprehension that there's not enough money to make your relationship go right.
That's right. That's right. You do get that.
Yeah.
Mediocre tutorials and reviews has cancer. I'm jealous. You know, my dad died of cancer, but some bitches thought it was so ridiculous that I smoked cigarettes. You know, I don't really smoke like that. And she's like, oh, but your dad died of lung cancer or whatever. I'm like, so? Shit, I wish I had that shit. If I found out I had cancer, I'd be doing a celebratory stream that day. Like, hell yeah, about to be about this motherfucker. But, you know, then of course I'd end up beating it, right? Probably, sadly. Because shit literally never goes my way. This is one of the reasons I avoid the hospital, especially with the mask bullshit. I don't want to know if I have cancer. Nigga, let that shit simmer. Fuck that. Even before all the corona scammery, I avoided the dentist, took my own teeth out, and all that shit. Fuck doctors and hospitals, man. I hate those places and how condescending they are and shit. Sir, you're gonna die if you keep this up. Shut the fuck up. Like, so? That's what you niggas want anyways. You're not fooling anybody. Anyways, I was thinking about the other virgin who's now on the cock carousel that I used to talk to. When I look back on it, this chick literally had two, probably gonna be three generations of single mothers in one household. That's niggas, you know, that's niggas for you. Her mom, single, her mother, you know, her mother, single, her sister, single, with a daughter. That's the so-called black community for you. Oh, I was young and dumb, you know, the eternal excuse to be a modern-day thought. And every time I was talking to her on the phone, her mom's like, get rid of him in the background. Anytime I said a slightly offensive, not offensive thing, or even didn't say anything at all. First of all, why is her mom's eavesdropping, you know? Why is she eavesdropping on us? This is what men are to these bitches. We can't be anything but bad, but they can't stop making babies with guys. You know, even the divested black women, Cynthia G, Crystal and Carrison, I'm pretty sure they're both baby mamas to black guys. Akeem Fox, Billy Bucks, Akeem Seed, Neil Need. These white faggots get their egos boosted with these women. Then when the guy says the N-word, she has egg on her face. You know, that actually happens. You know, her white man uses the N-word. It's double standards all around. They're fluffing these white guys' ego up, but the white guy is actually the security option. Think about it. She's devoting all this negative mental energy to shit on black men when she's supposedly happy with her white man. Patrice O'Neal again. He didn't even want his girl to be angry at another guy. He didn't want their any emotional energy going to other guys because he understood. He understood how women are. There's a fine line between love and hate. But these swirling white dudes probably wouldn't date a white woman who burned coal. It feels better to date a black woman who dated a black man because they can feel like they're the upgrade. You're not the upgrade, nigga. That's Tyrone's leftovers. You're the downgrade. You're still eating after a black man. These women got you fooled. Fucking clown world, man. Black men get a huge SMV penalty. Then when we date fat bitches, people want to talk shit. Acknowledge the SMV penalty or shut the fuck up. Black guys often get lesser women of other races. Everyone wants to act like this has nothing to do with anything but racial genetics. Don't let them see you with the decent-looking girl of another race, though. You can see the mental breakdown in their eyes. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's why I maintain a fuck everybody policy forever. I will never be a people pleaser, ever. Fuck you. And fuck everybody watching this. Obsidian out.